Eastern Equatoria State Authorities says five people were killed and seven others injured following last week ambushed on convoy of vehicles in Kapoita South towards Nauru Payam. The vehicles were traveling from Kapoita Town to Nauru Payam when they came under attack by unknown gunmen. Eastern Equatoria State Governor Louis Lobong says state authorities have apprehended the culprits who were involved in the attack.
We arrested a number of people. There are almost 20-something, 29. They are in a police detention. And I proceeded to the scene. And I have to, together with those who were around, we follow the footmark of the attackers or the raiders or these criminals. Followed for how many kilometers in the bushes, and we were able to find them somewhere.
Lobong says the suspected attackers were gold miners in the area. He says the attack was carried out in revenge for an incident a week earlier in which a group of women were attacked by armed young men suspected of being from another community.
This was just a revenge attack, and after arresting these people, I went back again, talking to the communities of the people from the area there, to take charge of the security of people moving within their territory. I also proceeded to Nauru. I also talked to the Dinga Desam, the resident of Nauru, that they should also assist the government identifying the culprits or those who killed the women, because the killing of the shooting of these vehicles is a result of women who were killed by unknown people who happen to be might have come from Nauru.
Lobong says state authorities are still investigating the attack and may arrest more suspects, including those who killed two innocent women a week ago. Lobong says he believes when authorities apprehend the ringleaders, it will serve as a clear message to all surrounding communities that no one has the right to attack another community or individual in the state. Lobong says the people of Eastern Equatoria are generally known to be peaceful, but there are a small number of criminals in the state who have been terrorizing people.
All the tribes in Eastern Equatoria, they are for peace. They are actually, there are no enmity between the communities there. What is happening is a few criminals who want to say that for what reason, or either it is economic hardship that pushing them to go on the highways and roads, or just because of present of having guns in their own hand, they just want to take lives for like the life of people.
Lobong says the only tangible solution for all of the attacks, counter-attacks, and intercommunal clashes is disarmament, but it must be carried out across the entire region because the state borders three different countries, including Uganda and Kenya.
My state, it requires the collaboration with Kenya, Uganda, and Ethiopia, because on the other side, there are also communities who are armed and are raiding each other. So for you to disarm, you must disarm all the neighbors and all the communities, the tribes within South Sudan, and also the tribes who are around the borders of these three or four countries.
Since last year, several violent attacks have occurred in Eastern Equatoria State. A year ago, a known assailant murdered five local miners in the Nakawa Siria area of Kapoita South County, some 30 kilometers south of Kapoita Town. One community accused a neighboring community of carrying out the attack in a large retaliation for a previous attack. The neighboring community said it had nothing to do with the attack. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.